starting off the cuff, I'm gonna see what I can get done here, because I've got what's been across my desk this week. What did we get done this week, George? Yes, thank you. Hold on a second. Oh my goodness, are you getting to listen to the ice cream truck? The ice cream garbage truck? Can you hear the do 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 do? Can you hear that? Hold on, say Ruby a moment. I need water. Maybe I don't know if you hear that. So, what happened was, the Vulture. Vulture is the company that I'm working with in order to provide hosting servers to people. I still have things that have to be developed. Yeah, I've got so much work on my way. But how this works is, I was working on servers. They had some glitches, and I wasn't going to get any more headway. So any testing would be theoretical testing instead of actual testing. So I wouldn't be checking real problems or knowing if anything was really going to work. So it would be like, you know, building a whole bunch of house, like building a huge wall without a plumbing line, so to speak. You know, that's right. What are you going to do? Build it up later and then go back and fix it? I don't think so. I want to fix problems as I go. I don't know if that makes sense. But yeah, no, I want stuff working while I'm building on it. I don't want to be shooting in the dark. So I'm working on this website stuff, building, and they had issues. I had to stop, and then I went and just focused on making videos for a while and also finishing curriculum, which I announced last week that I finished. Okay, so this is officially annoying and boring. So what happened this week, after finishing a vital step of my web curriculum last week, like how to build websites, finishing from Linux all the way up through full stack, this week, the Vulture servers came back on. I got things working. Oh yeah, they're up, they're alive, they're well, they're running. We ran into some glitches. Apparently there's something going on inside the servers that was acting weird, and it took me 2 days of emailing them back and forth before I stumbled upon a conclusion that nobody had thought of. And when I delivered the answer, no one cared. Now, no, I'm not actually sure what I'm going to do with that. Although I've actually thought about reaching out to Vulture and writing an article that would correct what went wrong. No, I might be able to convince Vulture to get me $150 out of it if I could write a couple articles for them, because they do that. They hire people. You know what? Thanks. You've convinced me that I should reach out to Vulture and ask them to give me $150 to write articles, because they do that. They pay. Hey, we want to pay you money. I think I'm gonna do that. As a writer, I'm gonna see. This is what my life is. Okay, so I've got more automation. I have things to the point where creating new websites, creating new things for someone is getting easier and easier and easier for me to automate an entire process. It is so easy now. Still more progress to go. Now, what else happened this week relates to some interesting visa development conversations, which I should reserve for the Taiwan special. I've had some fascinating conversations this week. You know, random people, strange arguments where the other guy was wrong, but I learned valuable lessons. I mean, you can always learn something. If someone who's wrong walks up to you and starts wronging you, you've got something to learn. If nothing else, patience or something like that. And then also, modeling. Modeling was a big crazy thing that came up twice this week. And then also friendship. So I've got some very interesting stuff to talk with as far concerning as you know, I've been dealing with certain and various and sundry visa issues in Taiwan. Not so much struggling myself, but using the visa issue as a way to achieve other needed and necessary change. I'm on a mission to affect and bless the space right around me. Literally got asked the question today, so you're some sort of a savior? You're saving? I'm like, well, I hope all of us are saving the space around us. You know, that's an interesting thing. You know, have you ever run into that? Where you talk to a friend, you say, well, you've got trouble, I could help. Classic example. Goodwill Hunting. When they had their little breakup scene, and he gets all testy, and she says, we have something, I could help you. And he's like, help me? What? I'm all messed up, and you're going to bring help? It's like, I mean, the obvious answer is, dude, friends help each other all the time. What's wrong with help? That's normal for us who do things in function. But see, this guy, you know, the part of the orphan complex, in my experience, includes pretending that they don't need help. They haven't gotten enough help, and so whoever they is, the people with this complex, they haven't gotten enough help, so they're going to pretend that they don't need any help at all. They're the only ones in the universe who don't need normal help, who don't need friends, you know. And, you know, your friends are people you keep at a distance and smile at and never let bless you and benefit you, right? You know, it goes with rejection, which also, honestly, if you've been abused in any manner of speaking, oppressed, harassed, harangued, whatever, we humans who go through that tend to get self-centered. We start to do things that seem somewhat along the lines of narcissism, where just we act as if and we do things as if the sun rises and sets on our own fannies, and we lose any valid sense of our own selves. So, well, I, you know, that manifests itself in different ways, but, you know, hurt people. And we get so overwhelmed with the injury we have within ourselves, we only look at our injury and therefore we only look at ourselves and we do other things that reflect or suggest selfishness. It's really an interesting thing if you think about it. So what do you do when someone does something rude to you? What do you do? How are you supposed to handle it? It's not easy. It's never easy. So I've been dealing with that from multiple angles, dealing with people that you know, I've had fascinating encounters over the past week with this very issue. And I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the guy who wants friendship but doesn't get it, so I turn into some monster because I can't have the happiness I think I want. You know, if it's really happiness that I want, then I should be able to keep some level of happiness going through it all, right? You know, and that's kind of what the point was about this week. It's like, okay, I'll be explaining this in the Taiwan special, but it's like we've got to arrive at friendship. We all want friendship. That's what we really want. It was a Family Matters episode where Carl stepped on Steve Urkel's bug, $400 bug, and killed it. And they went to Citizens Court and had this lawsuit. It was all this drama. And in the end, it was just, you know, Urkel just wanted an apology. You know, Carl's like, it's a stupid bug. And Urkel's like, I just want you to say sorry. You know, and so many conflicts are about that. You know, we don't want to get all up in arms about stuff. But the problem is sometimes it takes that level of drama before the injured person realizes what they really want. This isn't going to be satisfying. And before the other people will listen. And so, you know, in that process, you know, we all get a good look at our own hearts. We get a deeper look at our own hearts. That's what Job went through. Job was a great guy, had trouble. And enough trouble, looked at his own heart better, just became a better person. You know, Job's selfishness didn't cause it, but the trouble caused Job to become even better. We've all got to grow. That's how it ends well. See you tomorrow.